Are the tentacles of the housing crisis now creeping their way into the justice sector? Fewer new judges are willing to move towns after being appointed to the bench, a convention set up to reduce any potential conflicts of interest or risk of bias if they preside over cases that they're familiar with. It's being suggested that housing affordability, even on a judge's salary, could be to blame for the shift. But the Chief Justice says there are other reasons for the trend. Here's investigative reporter Anusha Bradley.
In July, a man's bid to have Auckland District Court Judge Kirsten Lummis removed from his trial was declined by the High Court. He argued there could be bias given the judge had signed his Crown prosecution notice and been the trial prosecutor's supervisor in her previous role as a Crown prosecutor. But she saw no reason to recuse herself and the High Court agreed. In his decision, Justice Lang says Crown solicitors are often appointed judges and it's not uncommon, especially in metropolitan areas, for them to preside over cases which they once may have prosecuted. He says judges also take an oath to discharge their duties in an impartial way. The man's lawyer, Marie Taylor Cyphers, disagrees and is now taking the case to the Court of Appeal. She fears it's going to increasingly become an issue as more judges are choosing to stay put.
We used to have this practice where we appointed judges to sit outside of their hometown for at least the first couple of years to avoid this very issue. Then you'd never get a judge sitting, firstly, against lawyers that they used to practice beside and know really well.
It comes as the lack of diversity on the bench is in the spotlight, with RNZ revealing 91% of High Court judges are Pākehā and most are men. Official figures show more senior court judges were civil or corporate lawyers or work for the Crown before their appointment. Barrister Nick Chisnell says the trend for new judges to remain in their hometown increases the risk they may have to recuse themselves from a case because of the potential conflict of interest.
In recent times, we've seen a number of, in particular, both defence and Crown prosecutors, and we're talking about the District Court here, appointed to the bench, and in fact the High Court too, where they've got former colleagues appearing in front of them. And that's probably a natural reflection of how small New Zealand is. But in the old days, and I'm not going back that long, the expectation was that you'd go and sit elsewhere initially until you didn't have any direct influence or any direct knowledge of cases.
Ms. Taylor Cyphers says anecdotally, high house prices appear to be one of the reasons why new judges are reluctant to move.
Even on a judge's salary, there's a reticence to appoint people from out of Auckland to come and sit in Auckland, and people that sit in Auckland that want to preserve their house and everything else. And logically, that all makes a lot of sense, but it really does throw up these difficulties where you're going to come across, particularly the prosecutor files that you've worked on.
The Chief Justice, Helen Wynne-Kelman, says she's not aware of high house prices contributing to the trend, saying it's simply not as essential for judges to move as it has been in the past.
There used to be a concern that you would move. It was really, I should say, I think that was only a practice in the District Court. It was never a practice in the Senior Court. You would move judges away from their region so they weren't exposed to people they knew, their neighbours, etc., coming into court. Now with the growth of it, with our cities and even our larger townships, that's not really such a factor. I think there's also a reflection of the fact that actually networks are important for judges too, and we're asking them to take on a really stressful job. And we're asking them to, at the same time, simultaneously uproot themselves from all their existing support networks. So we have to be mindful of that.
Justice Wynne-Kelman says all judges receive unconscious bias training and work is underway to recruit more judges from different backgrounds.